Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you're watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life freelancing business. And this is a pre-recorded version with our very special guest. We are going to talk about how to become a virtual assistant with no experience. But before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our guest, Arkiza. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there again, our topic for today's session, aside from knowing our special guest, is about how to become a virtual assistant with no experience. So I will turn the camera to Sis Belle so that she can share with us our schedule. But before that, if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell, because we usually have new videos, or we usually go live every Monday, Thursday, Manila time, Philippine time, at 1 p.m. there. So Sis Belle, hold on. I'm finding. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Hello, brothers and sisters. So if this is your first time seeing us, we go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 1 p.m. Manila time. every Monday we do our live praise and worship session. So we're encouraging everyone to, you know, join us as we praise and worship God. And let's all start the week right by doing just that. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about virtual assistants, and also we interview guests from the different freelance industries, different niches, like what we're going to have today. We have a special guest for later. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters, because this is a really interesting topic, how to get your first VA client even without an experience. So that's an interesting topic. So do I segue and introduce? Let's not prolong this.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So our special guest for today is a hardworking mom whose expertise is in data entry, product research, and other tasks required from a virtual assistant. Join us as she shares her freelance journey as well as her tips, as I've said earlier, on how to start your virtual assistant career even without experience. So without further ado, let's all welcome Ms. Arkisa Abdulghani.
Yay!
Hi! Hi, everyone. I'm Arkisa S. Abdulghani. Nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you for saying yes to our invitation and for the patience before this recording. Can you share with us your story? How did you end up what you're doing right now? What were you doing before?
Before, I've worked as a customer service representative for voice and non-voice for 2 years. And then I started way back in 2019 as a part-time freelancing. I'm applying for different gigs like data entry, basic graphic design, and logo design. And then in 2020, I got my first client as a data entry specialist. That lasted more than 6 months. And then also I got my second client as an Amazon product researcher for almost 1 year. Then now I am pursuing my dream of becoming a virtual assistant.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. And follow-up question, Ms. Arkisa. So
yes.
Is that through when you got your first freelance job, is that through an agency or is that a direct client?
No, I got my first client on Fiverr.
Oh,
Fiverr.com, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So direct client.
So that one we'd like to highlight that, brothers and sisters, you don't need to apply. That's the word. You don't need to apply to a VA agency or an employer. You can go through these freelance websites like what Sis Arkisa mentioned, Fiverr, and then there are a lot of freelance websites around.
Yes.
You can create a profile there.
So the link for Fiverr is fiverr.com. So you can visit that. You can start with that, actually. Yes. Wow, that's amazing. I'm sure there are, you know, struggles and trials that you encounter during this process. Can you share with us your struggles and how did you overcome it?
Yes, a lot of rejection and failures. Since I'm not a college graduate, looking for clients, it was really hard. I have self-doubt. There's a lot also advantages and disadvantages and comparison between graduated and undergrad applicants based on my experience, but I didn't stop there. Also, as a freelancer, especially if you're a beginner, sometimes you will experience salary delays. Well, in my case, my partner and I are both freelancers. We experienced before our salary got put on hold at the same time. Our daughter was sick and we don't have money that time and we don't know what to do. And we just depended on our salary that time. So when I started generally praying to God, but before that, I don't know how to pray properly. I don't know before that. And I don't believe in God before. But that moment, I am in the deepest down. I think the situation is very hard. So I just started saying that, Lord, I surrender everything to you and please help us to overcome this situation that we are facing. And I trust in you. That time, my worries and fears are gone. When I started praying, I felt those times that God was with us. And we are so very blessed that after 24 hours, my salary was available on my account. And then I believe that we survived for that moment with God's help.
Wow.
Wow, that was inspiring. Thank you for sharing, sis.
Yeah. I can't imagine what must have been happening during that time.
That's amazing. And then there were the two of them just got put on hold.
Yeah, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Anyway, what made you, given that situation, what was your deciding point to continue doing freelancing? Yeah.
The reason is that I worked before an on-site as a customer service, and then there's a lot of earthquake here in Davao.
Oh,
every
really?
I think December, yes. Then I think last December 6th, there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
And then I have a daughter, so I'm really scared for what happened or what will gonna be happen. So I decided to work at home. Whatever happened, I need to find clients so that I will taking care of my daughter, even though in that very hard, you know, situation. So I decided to work at home, whatever happened. And I'm just consistently looking for clients every day, even though I never got hired. So that I think consistency is very important. And I know that in freelancing is very hard, but if you really want to pursue your dreams, don't give up.
That's amazing.
Yes, I'd like to highlight that point, brothers and sisters. So that's a very good lesson that you shared, that you're continuously seeking for clients, because brothers and sisters, there are a lot of freelancers, when they get their first client, they stop already. So when things happen, contracts end, then they panic. So I think Connie and I are, a lot of times we're repeating that we should be continuously searching for leads, the quote-unquote leads. And it's also a lesson for us, for me and Connie, because sometimes we are not consistent in that area. So you should, thank you for sharing that lesson, sis. Really,
yes.
Really helpful.
Yeah. Can you share with us also we are all biased that we say we only have the advantages when it comes to doing freelancing, when it comes to, you know, being a VA. Can you share with us, are there any disadvantages? Because I think we're biased towards advantage. So can you share with us some advantages, but more on disadvantages if there's any?
Especially if you're a beginner and most of the time your salary will put on hold. I'll be honest with you guys. And then of course you need to find more clients if you really, you know, want to pursue this career. And clients are not long term sometimes, so you need to be patient, so you need to be a hard worker, or be hard work, you need to have hard work. And then disadvantage, sometimes internet connections. Yes, it's very hard. Power interruptions, like that. I think that's one of my biggest disadvantage working at home.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Can you share with us the biggest blessing that you received since you started working at home?
Biggest blessings, I think I have my permanent clients, also my part-time clients. So I think that's one of the biggest blessings, and I can taking care of my daughter while working at home. And I can taking care of my husband also, because, you know, for me time is very important. You can lose money, you can lose a lot of material things, but the time, you cannot bring back time. I think that's one of my, you know, biggest lessons. So, or that's one of the reason why I pursue this career, because you know time is very important.
Yes, 100% agree. Do you have any favorite Bible verse that you rely on, or any inspirational quotes?
When I started having faith, everything changed in my life, and I've learned that there are a lot of things that we can't control, but only God can. So I will want to share to everyone my favorite two Bible verse. The first one is Hebrews 13:5. He said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. The second one is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yes, that's my favorite Bible verse.
Wow. Yes. Agree. It's just, I'm not sure if I wanna dig a little deeper on how you came back to faith.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what, I'm interested to know more.
Yes,
about that.
Maybe a lot of people might be able to relate, because it's not every day that we get to know, you know, somebody who boldly declares that before I don't believe in God, and then now it's really inspiring, sis.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind sharing a little bit,
yeah, sure.
how you found your way
back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Muslim. I'm Islam, born in Islam, and then I think 2018, my parents was separated, and then I didn't believe on the God of Islam. So you know, I lost that time, and I don't know where to go, because I always ask if there's God with that, and then my father also had a kidney disease that time, and he is 50-50 those times. So I don't know where to go. So I just prayed, and then I prayed every day. I think 1 year I prayed just in my room, and I just talked like a friend. I talked like Father. The first word is Father. I don't believe in God before. Father, if you're really real, I want to pray that please heal my father for kidney disease. And then yes, miracle happens. My father is alive until right now, and his kidney disease is only stage one. Stage one before stage three, but now I don't know what happened, but miracle happens really. So that time I started, you know, believe in God and find my soul find God. I don't have any religion or religious belief or anything, Catholic or ever. No, you will find God in your heart. If you will pray genuinely, you will find God in your heart. And that's the start that I believe in God. Yeah. And I have faith. And when I surrender to him, my life changed. So that's my story.
It's true. He will find where you are. He will meet you where you are.
Yes.
You really don't need to do anything. He'll be there as long as you're open to it.
Yes.
Open to knowing him more. Wow, amazing. Amazing story, sis.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. To our viewers, this is a pre-recorded interview, but you are more than welcome to share your thoughts, to ask your questions to our special guest. I think now we are moving to the main topic, which is how to become a virtual assistant with no experience. So Arkisa, we are just backstage. Go ahead and take it away.
Can I share my screen? I have the presentation for them.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
There are tips on how to become a virtual assistant with no experience. Okay, tip number one. Take training courses. Why? Because you need to invest in your knowledge and skills. This can be your weapon, especially if you don't know what position you should apply for. It can also help you in your job interviews, so that when clients ask you what you can do, you can say, for example, like in my case, I can do data entry, product research, customer service, and social media management, lead generation, graphic design, email marketing, and administrative tasks. Because I don't believe in faking it until you make it. There's a lot of VA academies there that offer different courses and niches that are perfect for you guys. Just do some research on them. And the second tip is determine the work you like and you can do. Know your expertise. Master one or two skills or niches that you have, like what I did. If you know your niche well, you can provide better services to your clients because most of them do not have time to train you. So you must be a self-starter. It is also easier for you to find your target clients or your dream job. Tip number three, figure out the prices to change. It depends on your skills, your niche, your clients, and the position that you are applying for. You can start $3 to $6 per hour and more. Also, you should be aware of how much you will be paid for your skills, positions, or expertise. Then tip number four, start applying for jobs. Since competition is much higher now, don't focus on just two websites. There's a lot of websites that you can apply for. Be patient. Take rejections or failures as an opportunity for you to grow. This would be very hard at the beginning, but worth it in the end. And tip number five, learn about yourself and your clients, especially if you are working for your direct clients like me and not for agencies. You need to know yourself, your clients, so that you will know if your both personality and perspective are much for the job or position you applied for. You need to build connection and communication to your clients because that's very important. You need to be perseverant sometimes. We will feel discouragement, self-doubt, and we will encounter different challenges. We need to have persistence in doing something despite of difficulty, because freelancing is really hard, especially for beginners. But if you really want to become a successful freelancer or virtual assistant, you need to experience the process and not give up on yourself. And also, always have hope, faith, and love in everything you do. Welcome to the freelancing world.
Yay! Wow, nice presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Again, for our viewers, especially if you're just starting, you can ask questions to Arkiza and we will relay your questions to her so that she can answer you directly. Just feel free to make a comment or on a chat, live chat. There. So, Sis Bel, it's your turn. We are going to our next section of this session, which is the fast Q&A.
Yes, let's get to know Miss Arkiza more by having this fun round. Sis, ready when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
First question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to speak any language in the world.
The last movie or series you watched?
Sorry, but I didn't watch movie.
Oh. It's okay.
No, I'm not funny.
Valid answer. The last, your LSS song, the last song playing in your mind?
I think all of us.
Okay, teleportation or flying?
Flying.
Last book you've read?
Happiness for Life by Cici Salonga.
Wow. And then the top three people that you follow?
Top three people? I'm not really following someone. Okay. Sorry, sorry for that.
It's
no,
okay.
It's okay. We should do that. Paper or plastic?
What's that again?
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
It's Monday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Do you love me?
Nice. Good question. Good answer.
I think I know the answer. Can we answer on your, on God's behalf? Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Completely, perfectly, and totally. Thank you with that. Thank you for playing the fast Q&A round.
Yes. Do you have any last message to our aspiring VAs or freelancers?
Hi for those aspire for those who wants to be a freelancer or virtual assistant. Just, you know, take all the process and don't give up. I know you will find your first clients. Just continue dreaming.
Yes. Absolutely. Anything anything you'd like to promote?
Yes. If you are a beginner and you want to have a VA academies, I can offer where I enrolled before, VA Bar. They are offering a lot of niches that I can use, that I am also using right now for my clients. Just search VA Bar at the Facebook. They have a lot of courses. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, feel free to check the links in the description. We will ask Akisa for all the links that she's talking about, and you can also connect with her by visiting the links in the description. So right now, before we end, if you want to start your own VA business and want an actual workbook, oh, I hope you're seeing it. Oh, there. Is it is it backwards?
No.
No?
No.
I hope it's not backwards on the recording.
Yep.
Feel free to visit ConnieZabala.com/VA book to get your copy, available in hard copy or print, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook. So there, Sis Bell, can you do the honor for closing prayer?
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Ms. Arkisa and her family, Lord. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Again, you are free to ask your questions in the comments and share with us if you have any favorite tip. And we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday for another VA topic. Thank you, Arkisa, for saying yes to our invitation. Hopefully, we can invite you again. To our viewers, see you and God bless!
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.